Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah He. We said in the last Mishnah that if somebody sells a Hatzer, a courtyard, with everything in it, that would automatically exclude the bathhouse and the olive press. Those are considered to be so unique and so their own items that they're not included in the sale of a courtyard. The next two Mishnayot will talk about these items and what would be included if they were sold. We'll first talk about the sale of an olive press. An olive press was usually in a building, and if a person sold the olive press, obviously he sold the building as well that the olive press was within. The olives were eventually processed into oil by first crushing them up a little bit and softening the olives by a mortar, making them soft, and preparing them to be put into the olive press after that. They were put into the olive press, and these crushed olives basically were placed in a large vat, and a piece of wood was placed on top of them. Then, on top of that wood were beams that pressed down on that wood, and now the wood squashed the olives till oil came out, and all that pressure eventually made a lot of olive oil come out of those olives. So we'll talk about all of that within this Mishnah, the different parts of the olive press. Hamocher bet habad. If somebody sells an olive press, what's included in the sale? Macharet hayam. He has sold the stone vat that the olives are put into while they're being pressed down. Ve'et hamamal. Also the mamal, which is the stone that's used to crush the olives originally in the mortar to soften them up before they're put into the actual press. Ve'et habetulot, and also the poles that hold up the beam that is eventually lowered onto the wood that presses down onto the olives. The vat and the poles are fixed to the ground of the olive press building, and therefore they're automatically included in the sale. Aval lo macha'ar et ha'achirin, but he has not sold the boards that are placed on top of the olives while they're in the vat. Ve'et ha'galgal, he also didn't sell the wheel that's used to lower and raise the beam that pushes down on the olives. Ve'et ha'korah, nor has he sold the beams themselves. All of these items, they're part of the olive press and they're used in the process, but they're not attached to the ground. So therefore, since they're not attached to the ground, they're not included in the sale because the owner of these items may have thought that he could just take them with him. They're not so difficult to transport, so he would take them with him to use them in a different press, so therefore they're not included in the sale. Bizman sha'amar lahu v'chol ma shebetocho harechulan mehurin. But if the seller told the buyer that I'm selling you the olive press and everything that's inside of it, these items would be included. The additional line of everything that is inside of it would add on these items into the actual sale. There's a different opinion over here. Rabbi Eliezer omer hamocher betabad machar takora. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if somebody sold an olive press, he also sold the beam with it, because that's by definition the press. Betabad. What's the press? It's not the vat. It's not everything else. It's actually what presses down on the olives and causes the oil to come out. And therefore, that's the most important part of the press. And even though it's not actually tied down to the floor and it's transportable, the definition of betabad is the press, and therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, that would be included in the sale.